Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Baby Wise Sleep Solutions. Begin As You Mean to Go With is a parenting guide focused on infant sleep, feeding, and daily rhythm during the earliest months of life. Written by Gary Ezzo and Anne-Marie Ezzo, it belongs to the broader Baby Wise approach, which is built around parent-directed feeding and a structured but flexible routine. The book is intended for new parents and caregivers who want a practical framework for organizing an infant's day without relying entirely on demand feeding or a rigid clock and schedule. Its central purpose is to help families create predictable patterns that support sleep consolidation, feeding consistency, and a calmer household routine. Rather than presenting infant care as a set of isolated tasks, the book treats feeding, wakefulness, and nighttime rest as connected parts of one system. That makes it part instructional manual and part philosophy of early child management, with a strong emphasis on parental responsibility, consistency, and observing a baby's developmental cues. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, parent-directed feeding as the organizing principle of the day. The book's most distinctive idea is parent-directed feeding, a framework that places the parent, not the infant, at the center of schedule formation. The goal is not to ignore hunger cues, but to avoid letting feeding become fully reactive or fully dictated by the clock. Instead, parents are encouraged to observe patterns, offer nourishment at purposeful intervals, and shape the day around an emerging rhythm. This approach matters because it links nutrition and sleep rather than treating them separately. When feeding becomes more predictable, wake windows can also become more predictable, and that can reduce the chaos that often accompanies newborn care. The method is designed to help parents feel that they are actively managing the infant environment instead of merely responding to it. At the same time, the book presents this as a middle ground between strict scheduling and unrestricted demand feeding, which is what gives the approach its practical identity within the parenting genre. Secondly, how routine and predictability are used to support infant sleep. A second major theme is the belief that routine and predictability help babies thrive. The book treats sleep not as a separate skill to be forced, but as something that develops more easily when the infant experiences repeated daily patterns. This is why the book gives such attention to the relationship between feeding times, awake periods, and nighttime rest. The underlying assumption is that infants benefit from a consistent sequence of events because it helps them anticipate what comes next and settle more easily into rest. In practical terms, that means the book is less interested in one-time fixes than in establishing a stable structure across the day. This is an important distinction from books that focus only on bedtime strategies or soothing techniques. Here, sleep improvement is presented as the result of a larger system of rhythms. The emphasis on routine also reflects the book's broader parenting philosophy. Babies do not need chaos to develop naturally, but they do need an environment in which parental guidance creates order and repetition. Thirdly, balancing flexibility with structure instead of relying on extremes. The book positions itself against two extremes that many parents encounter: rigid clock-bound scheduling on one side and completely baby-led feeding on the other. Its appeal lies in claiming a middle path that is structured but not mechanical. This balance is important because it acknowledges that infants are not machines, while still arguing that parents need a plan. The book therefore treats flexibility as a feature of good parenting, not as a reason to abandon structure altogether. That nuance helps explain why the book has remained influential. It offers a practical system that can be adapted without dissolving into inconsistency. The authors also appear to anticipate objections that their method is too strict by framing it as a loving routine rather than a harsh regimen. In that sense, the book is not simply about when to feed or when to sleep. It is about how parents can build a daily pattern that is orderly enough to be useful and flexible enough to respond to the child's changing needs. This middle ground positioning is central to the book's identity. Fourthly, a parenting model built around active guidance rather than passive reaction. Another key dimension of the book is its view of parents as active shapers of the infant's environment. The language used in the available descriptions makes clear that the Ezzos see parents as caretakers and creators who should guide the child's world with intention. This is a stronger claim than simply offering tips for sleep, because it defines a role for the parent in setting boundaries, establishing rhythms, and making decisions that affect the child's daily life. The result is a model of infancy that emphasizes leadership and responsibility. That can be reassuring for parents who want clarity, especially when early childcare advice often feels contradictory. The book suggests that parents do not have to wait passively for sleep habits to emerge on their own. They can create conditions that make healthy habits more likely. This perspective also helps explain the book's durability among readers looking for a clear system. Its value is not just in the steps it recommends, but in the way it assigns parents a coherent role in shaping routine, predictability, and rest. Lastly, Why the book remains controversial and influential in infant care debates, BabyWise Sleep Solutions remains notable, not only for its method but also for the debate surrounding it. But, like earlier BabyWise titles, it is often discussed in relation to questions about feeding frequency, infant autonomy, and the meaning of sleep training. Supporters tend to value its clarity, structure, and promise of calmer household rhythms, while critics often worry that the approach can be misunderstood as overly controlling or insufficiently responsive. The book's authors attempt to address that concern by distinguishing their method from harsh interpretations of Cry It Out and by presenting their system as carefully monitored, rather than neglectful. This tension is important because it shows that the book is not a neutral baby care manual. It is part of a larger conversation about how much structure infants need and how much control parents should exercise. That makes the book historically interesting as well as practically useful. Readers do not just encounter a set of sleep suggestions. They encounter a clearly defined philosophy that has shaped and been challenged by broader discussions about infant care. In conclusion, this book is best suited for new parents, caregivers, and family members who want a structured approach to infant sleep and feeding from the beginning. It is especially useful for readers who prefer a clear framework over broad, open-ended advice, and for those who want to understand how feeding rhythm and sleep habits can be coordinated into one daily routine. Its main practical value lies in offering a consistent system that aims to reduce uncertainty during the newborn stage, when many families feel overwhelmed by shifting cues and unpredictable patterns. Intellectually, it is useful because it represents a well-known and long-running philosophy in infant care, one that favors parental leadership, predictable rhythm, and a middle path between strict scheduling and unrestricted demand feeding, compared with many contemporary baby sleep books. It stands out for its highly defined position and its emphasis on parental responsibility as the organizing force in early infancy. Readers may agree with it fully, adapt parts of it, or approach it critically, but it remains a recognizable and influential statement of the BabyWise method. If you would like to support Gary Ezzo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.